Hi, everybody, and welcome to WP Coffee Talk. So we're here again and welcoming you, and thanks for coming back and visiting with us every week. And this week, our guest is Tricia Isham. Hi, Tricia. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for being on the show with me this evening. You and I have known each other for what, like 4 years now, 5 years?
Yep. About that.
Yeah, that's cool. And I think you're my first Rochesterian in the group. So even though we're remotely, because we're across town from each other, you could be in Japan or you could be right across town, and you're right across town from me. So welcome to the show. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. So I know that you work in WordPress. I mean, everybody who comes on the show works in WordPress. That's why it's WP Coffee Talk and not just plain old coffee talk. But tell me, you know, a little bit about your business and what you do.
Okay. I have my own business. It's called Tricia Isham Web Design. And I design websites for small businesses and solo entrepreneurs. I am involved in the local WordPress meetup, which is how I met you. And this year I am on the organizing team for Rochester WordCamp.
Woohoo! Go Rochester WordCamp!
And I also have my own Facebook group where I am helping ladies and men, if they join, to create their own websites, just to help them get a presence online until they're able to afford a professional website themselves.
And do people pay to be in that group, or is that just a courtesy service you offer?
It's just a courtesy service.
Yep. How would somebody find about that group or find you in that group?
That group is called Simply Launched.
Oh, I like that. That's really great. I know, and I have seen it, and I love the balloons. The hot air balloons, not like the party balloons that you have on there, about the whole idea of launching and the floating and the softness as opposed to, you know, like catapulting.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the whole process behind getting yourself launched, there's a whole process behind launching a hot air balloon that people just don't think about. So
it's not that dissimilar from launching your website, is it?
No.
Exactly. It's all about the steps and the safety and all that kind of stuff. So you actually offer those people kind of a safety net, if you will, under their balloon. So if they need help or they are about to fall, you can jump in and save them. Isn't that right?
Exactly. Yep.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Thanks for letting me join in on that group and kind of be a voyeur, kind of stalking and seeing how things go and what you're doing in there, because it's really fascinating work that you're doing.
Thank you. I love having other people that are in there that can help answer questions too. That's good.
Oh, yeah. It is always nice to be able to spread that around a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, show me your mug. What mug did you bring to put on the show today?
That's my logo.
Look at that. It says Tricia Isham right on it. How long have you had the mug?
My husband surprised me 2 Christmases ago. It was like the first time I like totally knew I was really supported by him. Mm-hmm. It was my Christmas present. It was like the Christmas present. It made me cry.
Oh, I would cry too.
It was awesome.
On the show I was on last week, I had my logo from when I used to have my own business. So I remember when I opened that box and I saw them, how excited it was. So I can only imagine if you'd got it as a gift, how touching that is.
That's very cool. Yep.
Yeah. Well, Tim is a nice, sentimental kind of guy, and he knows you very well and loves you very much, I'm sure.
Yes. Yeah, I feel it. That's good.
That's awesome. What's in your mug tonight?
Oh, tonight it's just water. But if this was a cold gray night, it would definitely be hot cocoa.
There you go. Oh, that's a good thing too. With marshmallows or without?
Oh, with, definitely.
Or whipped cream or any of that kind of good stuff, right? Well, I'll show you my mug too. So I have WordCamp Hamilton 2018. This was my speaker gift for being at WordCamp Hamilton last year, where I talked about, you know, using your WordPress powers for good and not for evil, and had a little superhero theme going on. And I love that the logo here kind of makes me think of a superhero too. So that was like, yeah, right. So that was pretty cool. And I've had so much coffee today that I did have to switch to water myself. So I'm also drinking water in my mug today. So thank you for sharing your mug. I was going to say, if you had a whole bunch of Tricia Isham mugs, I would absolutely take one too. That's a one of a kind, and that's fun to have.
Definitely. So.
Yeah, that's very nice. I love it. So tell me your WordPress origin story. So how did you get started using WordPress in particular?
Okay. I actually used to be a mom blogger. You know, okay. Mom blog.
No, they're not that bad.
No. Mine wasn't totally. was not bad. But I started that when my kids were really little. And I loved going on the back end and tweaking things. So after a while, I was like, where can I learn more? And then once I started learning more, I actually learned online through an online coding school called Skill Crush, which I love. They have a great, just the way that they teach was the way that I needed to learn.
And that was Skill, like S-K-I-L-L?
Yep, S-K-I-L-L, Crush. So I started taking web development classes, and then I switched, and I was like, no, this isn't what I want. I definitely want WordPress. So I took their WordPress blueprint. And once I started in the blueprint, I'm like, you know, I can do this for other people. So that's when I kind of pushed myself through it and learned more, and I just haven't stopped learning.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love the mindset to continue to keep learning. We stagnate if we think we know it all, don't we?
Definitely. And I'm continually working on that mindset.
Mindset's an interesting thing. You and I have had conversations in the past about mindset and paradigm shift and all those kinds of cool little things that can make you think outside the box or think outside of yourself. So yeah, no, I love that. I love that about you. It's interesting how not only do we have to keep learning because, you know, we're human beings and we need to do that, but WordPress changes. Definitely. So when I first started using it, it was like 3 point something, and now we're at 5 point something. So yeah, you definitely have to keep up with the times for sure.
Yeah. I love to learn anyways. Like if I could just sit and learn and not have to, like if somebody would pay me to learn, that would be perfect. I would love it.
Well, I know that you're doing that all the time because you send me great articles and things that you find that you think would be helpful. And I appreciate that about you for sure.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Yeah. So I love that you're always learning. When you think about websites, now you're part of the WordPress community here in Rochester and beyond. When you think about all the websites that you've seen, so you've seen hundreds of websites, if not thousands, I have. What is something that you think that people skip on or skimp on? I don't know what the right word is necessarily. I keep saying the same thing every week, but like something that they don't invest enough time or energy or perhaps don't even know about that would take the website where they are and make it better. You know, whether it's a particular kind of aspect, whether it's some kind of plugin or whatever, what do you think would that be?
One thing I am sensitive to is this accessibility. My dad is blind in one eye, so he has no depth perception, and he also just has a hard time just in general. He's not to the point where he needs like a screen reader or anything yet, but he definitely has a hard time when he goes to some websites, just the way that they're designed, knowing where to look next. And sometimes people try to do like the 3D fancy buttons or, you know, that sort of look. Mm-hmm. And he's just confused by it because it's, you know, just a thing, you know, like for him. Yeah. So that is definitely something that I think a lot of people, especially do-it-yourselfers, don't pay attention to. They just want to make it look pretty, but they don't think about the usability. So I think the user interaction definitely is one thing.
So what are some of the things that when you design a site, you take into account for somebody who's partially blind or fully blind even? What are some of the things you do?
One thing I do definitely is the when I'm using color on color, is I make sure that it's definitely, you can definitely see a separation between the two.
So nice contrast.
Yeah, a nice contrast. There's one site that I was asked, they really, really, really wanted red lettering on black background. And I was like, no, please, can we please stay away from this? Is there any other possibility? And the client was really, really dead set on it. And so I just started giving them information like, hey, you know, this is what's going on in the world. This is why it's important. So finally they changed their tune. They let me. It was one of those clients that really wanted it a certain way. Like they were going to win, but they finally let me do like a texture over kind of a slightly dark grayish with dark red and let me kind of, you know, play with it a little bit, but it wasn't exactly how I wanted it to end up, but it worked, I think, for somebody who has vision problems. So.
So when it comes to accessibility, the customer isn't always right.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that makes perfect sense. And then, of course, some of the other things that you probably do, I'm going to guess, are like alt tags. And like you said, think about the way that your eyes work down the page. Can you talk about that a little bit? Like knowing where to look?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like when you're reading a book, that you just automatically start at the left side and you read to the right. And you have to think about that, how you typically go through a website as well. It's very similar to reading a book. Right now, one of my sons is reading, he likes, it's not, I can't remember what the name of it is. It's not Pokemon, but it's that sort of a story, but it's all written backwards. So it's in comic book form, but he has to start at the back. Like the back cover is actually the front cover. So he has to read it from the back to the front. And he tried, he was like, oh mom, sit down and read this with me. And I was trying to, and it was just like, this is really confusing. So sometimes when you go to websites and they have like they have the sidebar on the left hand side, it like throws me off because so many have it on the right hand side. And so some of it is as simple as what you normally see on other people's websites. Mm-hmm. People are used to seeing things a certain way, so they're used to finding things in a certain place. So it could be just as simple as that when you're going down a page, mm-hmm. like what you would normally see where. Like you wouldn't have the footer information like in the middle of the page or something. You know, that's pretty obvious, but.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, the contrast and the 3D-ness and things like that. I mean, there are some cool visual effects you can do, but they completely work against potential audience as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. They might be really super cool and like really turn heads, but there's going to be some heads that are just going to turn away instead.
Exactly. And it's not always for visually impaired either.
Right.
There's other people who have disabilities that make the web difficult if you're not designing with accessibility in mind. And I think that's great. I appreciate that insight for sure. What is something that you wish you'd known when you started with WordPress that you know now that might have made your life a little bit easier had you realized it or come across it or learned it earlier on?
Let's see, not, well, like a value thing.
Okay. Anything.
Like for me, it's like, okay, I learned all this. I know I'll like not know it all, but I have skills that other people don't. So it's really hard for me to be like, okay, I should value myself at this price point, or I should just value this collection of information that I have more than I do. Like, mm-hmm. it's really hard for me to be like, oh, you don't know this. Oh, okay. I should charge you money for this instead of just be like, oh, I can do this. I'll do it for you and just mm-hmm. leave it at that. I guess it's not necessarily in the way that you meant that question.
No, sure it is. Absolutely. Anything is fair game. So, I mean, I'll tell you, when I started building websites, it's about 7 years ago when I started my business, I thought I was going to rake in the dough making $300 a website. And you've heard me tell that story before. So I completely undervalued myself as well. And once I realized that, I made it my goal to help other women especially, but you know, other web designers value themselves a lot more, because you're right, what we do, other people can't do. Or maybe they can, but they don't know how to do it well. So.
Right. And you've really helped me with that. It's so easy to like take a... You just take your own knowledge for granted, you know? You don't realize that it's definitely helping other people enough that they would want to pay for it.
Right, exactly. Exactly. No, I agree. And so it's nice when somebody else can help you see your own value.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think we all have somebody in our lives that helps us with that. That's great. So you've been to several meetups. You've been to several WordCamps. Mm-hmm. When you think of back on all the different ways that you've been involved and the things that you've seen and done, either as a speaker, presenter, audience member, what's, you know, one or two things that you've seen at WordCamps or meetups that really affected you in a positive way, that really had an impact on who you are and what you do and just, you know, anything?
Sorry, I'm going to move up because the sun is in the right angle right now.
Now you're blind in one eye like your father.
Yeah. Opposite eye, we'd be a good pair.
There you go.
For me, let's see. I think the very first WordCamp I went to, I didn't know anyone other than you. Mm-hmm. And I just remember feeling totally out of my comfort zone, but I was like determined that I was going to make it work. Like I was not going to be a loner the whole entire day. So I think for me, the biggest value I've ever gotten out of a WordCamp was just pushing myself out of my comfort zone and taking that chance and introducing myself to people. And now I think back about that. And the reason that I think it's so cool and like such a big thing in my life was because the people that I keep going back to for advice and to give encouragement to and to try to support are the people that I met that very first day that I went there.
That's exciting. That's really cool. Yeah. I think of you as a real integral part of the Rochester WordPress community. So I'm really glad that you came to that. I think that was the one out of Brockport too, if I'm not incorrect. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember looking out in the audience, I was on a panel for women in WordPress. And I remember looking out and seeing you and thinking, oh, she's here.
It's
so that's very cool.
That was the, like, if I had to say that there was one reason I went to that other than, you know, to push myself out of that comfort zone, it was just for that panel. Like, just to see, like, how other ladies are actually killing it in WordPress.
And none of us actually think we're killing it, but it's good that other people think we are.
But it's so encouraging to see, like, people are successful and, you know, it's cool.
Absolutely. No, I agree 100%. And, you know, it's always good to have those people who are in the community that you admire and you can kind of keep tabs on what they do and learn from their mistakes and learn from their victories. So,
definitely.
You know, and you're doing that for other people as well. So that's really cool. It's all about the ladder and how we work together and one big happy community.
Well, I think in that regards, it's really important to share when you're struggling too, because I think so many people think, oh, I can do that because, you know, they were smooth sailing and figured it all out. But it's also important to like say, hey, you know, I was struggling with this, you know, can I have some help and reach out for that too. Just, I think just being real like that, it helps make the community stronger too.
Absolutely. And I think if you look at anybody and think it's smooth sailing for them, they're doing a really good job of acting, because I don't think it's smooth sailing for anybody, quite honestly.
Yeah.
So the first time you see the white screen of death, you realize how fallible you are.
Yes.
So like to say those feet of clay, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. So what are some of the things that you are doing, you know, within your business or within yourself, or some of the things you're challenging yourself with? You know, I know you and I talk about Twitter a lot, so I know you've been upping your Twitter game lately. But so what are some of the things that you're, you know, really proud of that you've done in the last year?
Oh, goodness. What am I proud of?
WordCamp Buffalo.
Yeah. That is definitely my biggest. I put that on the Twitter, actually. I put it on the Twitter. See,
I heard that. I was going to let that one slide, but you called yourself out on it.
We do have the option to delete this, right?
No.
Yeah, you have encouraged me to get out there a little bit more and not be as introverted as I tend to be.
I don't think I said it that way, but yeah.
You were very kind and gracious about it. I've been trying really hard to up my Twitter game and to be a little more interactive than I have been. So definitely WordCamp Buffalo. That was my first speaking at a WordCamp. But it was also, you know, that was the first time I was thinking about it. Other than like getting up in front of the ladies at church, that was the first time that I've done anything like that since I was in college.
Wow.
Which I won't tell you when that was, but it's a lot longer than most people think.
not as long as it was for me though.
Just a few years shy, but but yeah, so I think that definitely.
So tell us what, I mean, I was there obviously, but everybody who might be listening or watching wasn't. So tell a little bit about what that was that you did at WordCamp Buffalo.
Okay. Well, something came up in our local community of WordPressers where someone asked a question that wasn't quite a good thing to inquire about. So it just sort of prompted a thought in my mind that maybe that we need to have a discussion about what is ethical, what things as a designer or developer in WordPress, being an open source community, what things are actually okay to do and what's crossing the line. And just to have a discussion with several people about that, just open in front of a room where other people can ask questions as well, and just get a dialogue going. I think, I know you and I have talked about it several times. I think sometimes people don't realize what they might be asking isn't quite ethically correct, or they might be just presuming, like, this is something that I believe, but not everybody necessarily believes along the same lines. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to ask other people as well, like some of the questions that we asked in Buffalo, to see what their responses are, see if their responses are any different.
Yeah, it's very true. So what we did in Buffalo is we had a panel on ethics, and ethics in WordPress. And we had, three people on the panel? And then you and I kind of bookended the three of them. And you had some great questions you came up with, and you really got people thinking. So, and then
you helped.
We had some audience participation too, I think, didn't we?
Yeah, yep. A couple people in the audience, and several people came up after me, afterwards. And talk to me too about it. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. You did a very good job, and I was really happy to be included in it. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
I think we need to take that one on the road. We need to take that one to other WordCamps and spread the ethics around a little bit.
I think so. And it's interesting just to get that discussion going, not just in people that we come across, but hopefully other people will start thinking, oh, this is a good idea too. And even though we're not at those WordCamps, might be talking about that amongst themselves as well.
Yeah, that'd be a good blog post. Have you blogged about it yet?
I just blogged about my one experience at WordCamp, but I can expand on that.
Yeah, maybe put together a little toolkit they can download, and I don't know, I'm making a lot of work for you now.
You're good at that. It's all good though. It's all good.
I am good at assigning homework to people. I'm really good at that. You'd think I was a teacher in my former life or something.
Awesome. You know how to spur people on, though, to make themselves grow. So that's good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I do try. I challenge myself more than anybody else. I will say that for sure. But so if I challenge you a little bit too, I'm happy if it helps you grow. So are you ready for my rapid fire questions?
Yes, I am. This is the part that I don't like. We'll do it.
You can answer them slowly. You don't have to answer them rapid fire. It's just that they're not perhaps as in depth, but if they are for you, take the time to answer them, please.
Okay.
So the first one is, what are two or three or four must-have plugins? I know every time it's or five or six or seven. No. 2 to 4 WordPress plugins that for you are must-have plugins on almost every website that you develop. And if it's not a particular plugin, it can be a type of plugin. So for example, a backup plugin would be one.
Okay.
Did I steal your answer?
Yep, that was my first answer. A backup plugin.
That's because I always tell you, everybody in our meetup, don't forget to back up.
Right. But if there's a total reason for it, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many times that we've needed it. Actually, when I was still doing the mom blog thing before I started learning, mm-hmm. I had that white screen of death and I was like, oh my word, what did I just do? So I learned from that, though. I learned about the whole plugin thing. And, how to check your plugins to see if they're what's causing it.
The culprit, yeah.
Yep. So I learned that. Google and YouTube, they were my main teachers at that point. Mm-hmm. And then I also learned how to make a backup for myself so that if it ever happened again, I would know what to do.
Very good. Very good.
Which is that's really the thing that was to say, okay, I have to go find a course now because there's just too much to learn through Google and YouTube and I don't know what I don't know. So that's what made me go.
A little structure is not a bad thing for sure.
Yeah.
So what are some other plugins?
An SEO plugin. Mm-hmm. And everyone will tell you that too. But another one that I like is all-in-one migration, because I love to work from a local environment when I'm working on my website. So even if it's like doing backups and everything, I make a backup, but I bring it down to my local, and then I do all my updates there, and then I push it back live.
Okay. So if you break it, you aren't breaking a live site?
Right.
Well, exactly. Aren't you clever?
Wow. I try. But the easiest way I have found is, I know you use a different one than me, but I use all-in-one migration for that.
Very good.
So it's very simple.
Yeah. You know, I always say it doesn't matter which one you're using. Find one that's comfortable for you. Yep. Just make sure you're using it, right?
Exactly. That's the key.
Yeah.
Just make sure you're using it and know how to use it before you just make sure you use it. Because yeah, you could be using it and not use all the features.
Yeah. That's for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
You know, in Rochester, we've had the battle of the forms. You've heard us talk about the battle of the forms, where everybody has it's just like everybody has a different opinion on who's the best host.
Yeah.
You know, hosting solution. Everybody has their go-to forms that they like to use. What are yours?
Yeah. I use Caldera or Contact 7. Mm-hmm. I know I do overflow work for a gentleman locally at the moment who uses, I think it's Form Builder Pro or something like that. So mm-hmm. I know that there's more, but I like Caldera or Contact 7 better.
Very good. My friend Josh Pollock, who is one, and my friend Christy Caranis will be very happy because they are the founders of Caldera Forms. So. Cool. Shout out to them.
Yeah, that's what's on my site right now.
Oh, I love to hear that. That's fantastic. What is one of the biggest WordPress mistakes that you've ever made, and what did you learn from it?
Oh, I already said that. I already talked about that. That was the biggest one that I feel like I made, was the whole white screen of death.
Oh, okay.
With mm-hmm. my blog. But, okay, if I have to come up with another one, let's see. With, when I was redoing my husband's website, it was when I was in the middle of learning WordPress formally through Skillcrush. I totally destroyed his website and like, I don't know what I did to his live site that was on a different host, and I don't know, but I totally messed it up, and I had to rebuild it from memory because he wanted it just like it was. Oh. So that was pretty big to me. That was before I learned about backups.
Yeah. And were you aware of archive.org? Because it might have resided there. Sometimes sometimes you can get the content off of archive.org if you've lost a site. So there, that's a little something for your future.
Now I know. Thanks.
You're welcome. What's your proudest WordPress moment?
WordCamp Buffalo.
Good.
It was so out of my comfort zone, but it was good. I survived.
Well, you hit it out of the ballpark, and I don't think people realize that you were as nervous as you were. So
good. Yeah. They didn't see me like shaking with my paper.
No, the death grip you had on the table didn't let it shake. No, you did fine. You did really, really, really well. I was really, really impressed. I don't even know why I was there, because you were killing it. It was awesome. That's good. Yeah, I'm proud of you for that moment too, actually.
Thank you.
If you weren't working in web, and take out anything that you've done in the past, so that's not on the table, what is another career that you might want to consider or attempt?
Does it have to be an official career or one that I make up?
Whatever you'd like. There's no correct answer.
If I could have a career, well, I said this before too, if I could have a career learning all the time, that would be it. But since that's not really feasible.
Those are called PhD students, by the way.
Does a PhD student have to have a subject area?
Oh yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what I love to do is, brush lettering. I'm teaching myself how to do brush lettering.
Oh, cool.
So I think that would be really cool if I could like go around and like, I would love to like brush letter really big. Like if I could do like windows or something in brush lettering, I think that would be fun.
Oh, I can't wait to see what that even is. So you'll have to send me some examples later.
Oh, it's like kind of like calligraphy.
Okay. Only bigger.
Only bigger with brushes.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
What is something on your bucket list?
I was just talking with a friend this morning about this. Going to Australia.
You are the second person who said that. And I'm telling you, all of the stuff I see on Reddit and Facebook about all of these creepy crawlies and dangerous, poisonous everything, I will never set foot in Australia. So more power to you.
No, I won't either, but it's on my bucket list. I have a young friend who has been an au pair. Is that how you say that?
Uh-huh.
In Australia for the past 6 months. Oh. So I've been seeing like all of her pictures and where she's been going and Perth and all these places. And it just looks so cool. But then in the middle of all that, I saw the pictures of like the whole spider thing.
As big as your head, yeah.
Oh, no, it wasn't even that. It was just like everything is covered with spider webs.
I saw that, yes. Like they were raining from the sky.
No, yeah. So I'll never go there, but it's on my bucket list. So figure.
Are you afraid of heights? Because they have that whole bridge walk on the Sydney Bridge. I could never do that.
No, I couldn't do that either. No, okay. No.
So it's a bucket list that is kind of like a virtual bucket list, if we will.
You got it.
The virtual bucket list lives. I love it. My last scheduled question, if you will, is show us or tell us about one of your hidden talents.
Oh, goodness. You know, one of my hidden talents. Okay, so I can say two.
Okay.
I can say two. One is I can make you chocolate chip cookie dough in 3 minutes flat.
Really?
Yes. I love my chocolate chip cookies, homemade chocolate chip cookies.
And you've never given me any.
I'm sorry.
I think I see cookies in my future.
I might just have to make a special delivery.
Okay. What's the second one?
Okay. The second one, this is just, I am so embarrassed to even say this. The thing that motivates my kids to get them to do something is when I sing horrible songs. They don't have a melody. They don't rhyme. They're just absolutely horrible.
And are you making them up as you go?
I totally make them up as I go. And I know what... Oh, I'm not going to do it, no.
I was going to say, did I get to hear one?
I'm an okay singer. I really can sing, but it's just fun to do that. But I know when I have failed this is because, number one, my kids will actually not get up and do what they're supposed to do right away. But also when they start horrible humming back to me, I know that I have not quite achieved the horrible status that I was going for.
Can I tell you, it's so funny that this is something that you say, because when my daughter's 27 now, but when she was like 2, 3, 4 years old, maybe 5 or 6 even, and we would go to like Walmart or the grocery store or whatever, she'd be in the cart or she'd be walking alongside next to me, depending on how old she was. If she was acting up or whining or dragging her feet, instead of saying, do you want a time out or you're going to get punished or, you know, go to the car, which obviously I wouldn't do to a child, but I would just look at her and say, do you want me to sing? Only I would sing opera at the top of my lungs. Awesome. In any store, because I have no fear and I don't care if people look at me funny. And she would look at me and say, no, mommy, don't sing. So apparently we have similar child raising styles.
I guess so.
At least there's a common thread in there somewhere.
I knew we were friends for a reason.
I know, right? I love it. That's awesome. Trisha, is there anything else you want to share with anybody? Obviously, we want to know how we can find you, what your Twitter handle is, what your website is. So tell us those first.
Okay, my Twitter handle is just at Trisha Isham. It's spelled like is ham. whatever. My website is trishaisham.com. Go figure.
Okay. Seeing a common theme there.
Yep. And then you can find me in the Facebook group at Simply Launched.
Very good. I love it. And we'll, of course, put those on the screen when we have your podcast posted. So that's awesome. Anything else you'd like to add today?
No. Thank you very much.
I put you on the spot long enough, I think. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Very excited to have you here. And of course, very honored that you would be on the show with me tonight. And also that just pleased to have you as a friend, of course.
Oh, thank you. I love having you as a friend.
Thanks. I love all the love. It's awesome. So thank you everybody for watching or listening to us today. And we'll see you on the next episode of WP Coffee Talk. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.